Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by His Holy Spirit. He's blessing us in every way imaginable. God is always active. People like to say that the devil's busy when they feel under a strain or when they feel that things are just going wrong one thing after another. Like in the book of Job, just one disaster after another. They say the devil's busy. But if you think the devil's busy, he has nothing on God. God is more busy. He's watching and listening to hear people who believe, who to hear the prayers of those who believe him and take his word by faith. He's looking for faith. And he once said to me, faith is the highest form of sincerity. And we are made righteous when we believe God, taking him at his word, when we hear him, when we live according to his word. We believe the grace of God, or the grace of salvation. When we believe it by our faith, we didn't see Jesus die and rise again for us, but we heard the word of God and we believe it. And that's why we're righteous. When Abraham believed God, he accounted him righteous because he took God at his word. That's the first step of the covenant that we make with the Lord. Jesus Christ is the covenant. Jesus Christ is the promise. Jesus Christ is the Son of God, our living promise. By his blood we're saved and made whole. Not just saved, we're made whole. When we come to the Lord, our spirit man is made brand new, but our mind and our body is not at this point. But when the rapture happens, we have a new body and we'll see the Lord face to face and we'll be like him. Our minds will be purified at that time. And we're supposed to purify our minds now. We're supposed to renew our minds with the Word of God. And that's how we do it. Those at the rapture don't have an advantage of those that are living now. Because there's no limit to how much you can renew your mind. You can renew your mind as much as you desire. And the Holy Spirit will help you. And those who are looking for Him every day, they live a purified life. They don't do things. They're more apt to catch themselves when they stumble or when they're tempted with a fault or when they say something they're quick to repent and they mean it and they want change. They want the life of God, not the life of this world. The life of the world system was a vexation to Lot when he lived in Sodom. And they vexed his spirit every day. He hated being there because of their wickedness. And people look out in the world and see all the evil that's taking place and they say the Lord's coming back soon. Now, the Lord our God, he hates sin with a passion. He hates it, but he loves us. So he gave us grace. And today I thought about something unusual I thought about how God hates sin and how he would rather it not be. And he selected to redeem us, so he gave us a grace period so that we can come to know him. And he died for us about 2,000 years ago in the middle of the week. And now it's time for him to return. So the Lord was patient with the first generation. Now, the first generation before the flood of Noah, it lasted a little over... I used to know exactly, but I think it was around 1,400 years before, from the time God made Adam to the flood of Noah. The oldest man recorded was Methuselah. He lived to be 969 years old. Now, Second Peter chapter 3 gives us a clue, encouraging us concerning the day of the Lord. He said, remember, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise. A day with the Lord is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is like one day. So I got to thinking about how the lifespan of a man, What's that like in the eyes of the Lord? Because I know that the Lord hates sin. And the longer we live, the more challenging it is. And the longer people live in the world, the more challenging it is to come out of it. Little children are quick to repent and quick to get in line with God, especially if they are nurtured and have vision. If they're around adults that love God, they're inspired to live the life that they have seen. And in my own life, I saw the love of my parents towards one another and towards other people. And I desired marriage based on their marriage. And I wanted a wife that would love me like my mother loved my father. And I determined that I would love my wife like my father loved my mother. And I decided I'm not going to be a mean man. I'm not going to cheat on my wife. I'm not going to... Things that when I saw movies when men would cheat on their wives, I turned it off. I didn't like it. And I was just a child. And I remember a man was on the beach. His wife got sunburned. She was in the hotel trying to recover. And he was out flirting with another younger woman on the beach. And I got mad and left the room. I didn't want to watch the movie anymore. I hated it. I hated the thought of being that way. And I desired to be a good man, but I wasn't saved. And as I got older, I still wanted to be a good man. And the world tugged at me and tried me. And I didn't know what I would do. I didn't know how I would be. But I knew that I didn't want to be an adulterer. And I didn't want to be two-faced. I wanted to do right. And I really wanted to be a Christian. But I didn't know that whether I could live the life or not. Because I was looking at myself. Sometimes you got to look at the Lord. And I didn't know these things then. I learned them later. I learned them over time because of God's grace and patience towards me. I learned in Him I can do all things and I can conquer all things through Him, not through my own efforts. And I thought about how God has to deal with man and plead with man and work with man. And He hates sin. And I know He hates sin. He hates it a lot. And I thought about the time frame after the first generation failed. They became so evil. All of their thoughts was only evil continually. They had no remorse for their wrong. And the Lord found grace in the eyes of Noah found grace in the eyes of God. Because Noah was a man that would obey Him by his faith. Remember, it took him 100 years to build that ark. And he built that ark, about 100 years. In the 600th year of his life, he entered the ark. He was 500 when he began the process. So remember, that ark it took a long time for one family to build. His sons built that ark all their lives. They were born when he was around the time he began to build the ark. Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Now, Japheth was the oldest, but Shem was recognized because he was the most faithful. So, when you see the things of God happening, and you see the time drawing near, the Lord hates sin. But He loves us, so He's very patient. And I thought about the number 120 years. That was the new lifespan of man. And then I thought about this, that would be, even in the tribulation, He cut time short. He made it 7 years. If it was any longer, there would be no faith left for Him to come back to. Because a man's life, if we lived over 120 years, the wicked men would be so hardened. See, the plans of Satan is to harden our heart to hatred. He's trying to get mankind to the point that he hates God. He's trying to turn man, just like he tried to turn Job's heart against God. Think about it this way. He's doing everybody that way systematically. Now, he's not using devastation because that didn't work. He uses many tactics to get people to turn their heart against God. Temptation, lust, problems, strifes, envies, pride, especially pride. He can get a man on lockdown with pride. Lust of the eye, lust of the flesh. They can't satisfy a man. The lust of the flesh and the lust of the eye, they only aggravate men and women who are seduced by it. Their heart gets harder, and sin hardens your heart against God. People don't realize it. You can't play with it. And a lot of Christians, they think, well, what I'll do, I'll be smart about this, and I'll play with the world, and then I'll repent. I'll play with the world a while, and then I'll repent. And then there's this doctrine that say, once saved, always saved. And the preachers say, well, you can do what you want. God, if you got saved, you're still in heaven. You're still going to heaven. That's not true. It never was true. But people teach it, and people act on what they believe. That's a doctrine of a devil. Nothing more, nothing less. The word of God is pure and true and well thought out. But men can be satisfied with far less. Men can be satisfied with far less. God's love runs so deep that he doesn't want man. He hates sin. And he gave us the year. He shortens man's days to 120 years because if it was more than that, man's, there would be people whose heart would be so hard that it would corrupt society. When the vilest men are in power, the most evil men, you know, they operate in wickedness, and it runs rampant. Whenever there's a vile leader, a wicked leader. Now, it's important to know that the Lord thinks of everything, and when he evaluates everything, and he thinks of everything because he's wise. He does what is wise, what is pure and wise. And he helps men to go forward in life. Now Psalms 12 and 8 says, the wicked walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted. When the vilest men are exalted, the wicked walk on every side. But when a righteous man arises and will live the standards of God, they live the light and they put evil to flight. Evil is wrong, and everybody knows it. So when people say, well, the leader's not going to put up with that, and they, even though their heart is not right, they act right, or they'll live dormant. And what happens then in society, people are they're not as prone to do evil. Now, watch this. If man lived beyond 120 years, if he lived 220 years, the Lord knew that that's too much for man to handle a sin nature. Sin works in stages. It takes a while for corruption to work. The average lifespan of men is a blessing. For many reasons, God thinks of everything when he makes a decision. Now, those that love this world, realizing that sin works in stages, a man's life will only go so far, and then he dies, and all of his influence stops. His living influence stops. His remembrance continues. Whatever he did, his corruption, people remember. Some people are going to think it's all right. Some people are going to be repulsed by it. Some people are going to hurt by it, and some people will die by it. But once he's out of the picture, a new generation starts and they do things differently. But his influence, it takes a while for it to completely be gone. And history will write him as a good man or an evil man, or somewhere in between. The nation of Germany, they once praised Hitler. Some people out of fear, and they were afraid of the masses, and they saluted him everywhere he went. And some people praised him and they loved him. But history has written him as an evil man to the point that most people on earth are very ashamed of him. And the vilest men think highly of him. Because it's important for us to know the truth. I mean, we receive what's right. And it gives us a chance to take another look at what happened without fear. Now, when he was alive, they were afraid to voice their opinions because Satan networked them. He made them fear each other in his favor. He did what he was trying to do with Nebuchadnezzar. He tried to get Nebuchadnezzar to fear the people and the people to fear Nebuchadnezzar, and they were going to make a false god to control everybody. Then Satan would control the nation of Babylon on both ends, and then he was going to kill the Jews. And that's how he was going to, that was his plan. That was his plot. But there were four men that stood up to righteousness. They stood up to what was right. They stood for what was right. And they stood for the right thing. And they extinguished the plan of Satan. Daniel and the three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Now, Satan's plans are imperfect. And whenever there's somebody to stand up, to stand for what's right, you can extinguish his works. But see, the most wicked people that we come up with, they don't have long. They have a median between 70 and 120 years, and then they gotta die. And sowing and reaping can rush or lengthen their time. And I thought about the life of man, how God had a time so that there would be faith when he returns. Man is no match for sin, but sin is no match for God. And the gospel has already spread enough to stabilize the world so that we wouldn't extinguish ourselves within 2,000 years. But if we lived any longer than the median of 70 to 120 years, there probably would be nobody left, because man still has the lease of the earth. So the Lord, he evaluated after man proved that he couldn't be trusted with time. He could have said our lives would be 320 years, but He selected after what mankind had done. He evaluated the maximum amount of time that a man could still be faithful. And remember, God hates sin. And he had to evaluate how much did he want to put up with. And I said, now if 1,000 years is like a day to God, I tried to divide 1,000 into 24, and I got a weird number. I think it was 42.14 sixes. I said, "Well, I don't know how to calculate that in the hours and minutes." But then I said, "Let's do it another way." I divided 1,000 into 120%. I mean, 1,000 into 12%. I got 120. And then I did 1,000. I divided into 7%, and I got 70. And I looked at it. I said the median life between, I mean, the average lifespan is 70 years to 120 years. Most people don't live as long as 120 years, but there are people that have, and that was the promise. So the median was around 100, which is a tenth of a day. If 1,000 years is like a day to God, a man's lifespan is a tenth of that. It's between 70% and 120 years. And I know some people live, but they die before 70 and they live a little longer than 120. But the median in the middle is about 95. And that's about a tenth of a day. A tithe. A tenth. And we the most faithful people pay tithes. They give God 10% of whatever they earn. And I love God. God is good, folks. His mercy endures forever. He's ever with us. He blesses us. And we need death. We couldn't afford to live any longer because of the factors of what God is doing. I want to live my term. I want to live the whole time or until the rapture. But I want to live it in good health and in my right mind. And the Lord said, and then he left it up to our will. He said he will satisfy you with life. Those that love him, those that obey him, he will satisfy us with life. And that's beautiful. That's a wonderful thing. God is good, folks. His mercy, and he watches over us for good. And he thinks of all things. And everything he do is well thought out and well planned and well organized. The work of the Holy Spirit is so faithful to us. He helps us in every category. And his love is true and pure. And I want people to know how good God is. I want everyone to know that they can live forever and be blessed in every way of life. Only trust the Lord. He knows what he's doing. He's got your back. He's got your best interest at heart. And he's going to help you win in this life in real time. And he's going to take us forward in himself. And because he's good, and because he watches over us, we're blessed. And we get a new start every day. Every day he has brand new mercies to help us with. And he hates sin. But he made a way for us to conquer it eternally. Eternally. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He will steadily bless us and teach us in every way of life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.